Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will discuss when a person has somebody else's object and it hasn't been determined in advance what level of shmira, of what type of level of guarding he has, what the understanding is based on the circumstance. The Mishnah begins, Kol ha'umnin, all craftsmen who have an item that they were fixing for a client and they are holding on presently to the item even after they fixed it. Shomrei Sachar Hain, they have the status of a Shomrei Sachar, of a paid watchman. And the reason for that is because we look at it as if they are being paid because they are benefiting by the fact that they are holding on to the object. They can sort of use it as collateral to collect their fee for having fixed the object. So therefore, they have the status of a Shomer Socher, and a Shomer Socher, we know, if the item gets stolen or gets lost, the Shomer Socher is liable. V'chulan sha'amru, however, all of these umnin that say to the client, tol es shalach v'havemos, take your item, I'm finished, I'm ready for you to pick it up, v'havemos, and give me the money that you owe me. So Shomer Chinam, they have the status of unpaid watchmen, in which they will not be liable for Ganev or Aveda, for if it's stolen or if it's lost. And that's because they are no longer saying they want to hold on to it. They're not using it as a mashkun. They're ready to give it up. The Mishnah continues a different case. Shemor li v'eshmor lach. If one person says to another, you guard for me an item, my items one day, and I'll guard your items the other day. Shomer Socher, that's considered to be a paid watchman because you're paying each other by virtue of the fact that you're going to do each other the favor the next day. Shemor li, however, if somebody says to me, will you guard for me? And he responds to him, Hanach lefanai, just put it down in front of me. That has the status of a Shomer Chin, of an unpaid watchman. He's not liable for Geneva and Aveda. However, were he to say simply, Hanach, just put it down, that, without saying, Shanach lefanai, put it down in front of me, I don't include myself, just put it down, then he's not accepting Shmira at all. He's not agreeing to guard the object whatsoever. So therefore, he's not even a Shomer Chinam. He wouldn't be liable even for Pshia, even for negligence, because he's simply not a Shomer. He's not a guardian.